typically deal with the spine, or I shouldn't say deal with, we address the spine, because the spine is, you know what, your posture is a window to the spine. It's a window to the spine and nervous system. So by influencing the spine and how it functions and how we can make it function better, we're going to influence how our nervous system works. And by that, if we can improve the function of our spine and nervous system, well, now every system in the body will be able to work better, will be able to function better. Your body will be able to heal itself.
Want to learn how to upgrade spinal function to break free from chronic pain and osteoporosis? Want to learn why kyphosis can take up to 15 years off your life? If you want to learn those two things and so much more, you're going to want to stick around to the end of this episode.
If you haven't done so already, go ahead and click that subscribe button down below. It's a little red button. You punch that and it's going to notify you every time we put out a new episode that can help you improve your bone health. And then also, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com, sign up for the free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart. That's going to walk you through everything you need to be doing right now to get on the path to improvement and stronger bones. After you do those two things, go ahead and press play on this episode, and I'll see you inside.
Welcome, welcome to this episode of the Bone Coach Show. Joining us today to explore spinal health, posture, and chronic pain is Dr. Ryan Wolford. Dr. Ryan Wolford is a certified chiropractic sports physician, a certified chiropractic biophysics physician, using a specific protocol for spinal and postural correction to break free from chronic pain, disease, and organ dysfunction. He's also a certified mindset specialist, helping people retrain the mind-body connection for optimal health and performance. With 20 years plus of education and clinical experience, Dr. Ryan has helped thousands correct their mind and spine to break free from chronic pain, eliminate dependence on a very broken medical system, and make simple, pain-free living possible. Dr. Ryan, super happy to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be exciting. I'm excited too. The first part I want to dive into, I always like to start out with, how did you even become interested in this field of chiropractic care, spinal health, posture, chronic pain, things like that?
You know, like with anything, it's a progression, but if I could point back to, you know, one episode or one thing I had, was when I was 13 years old, I was in the eighth grade, sitting in, I remember, my social studies class. And so basically, I'll take you way back to then, is all of a sudden I was reading, but I couldn't read. I couldn't see the words and I didn't know what the heck was going on. It was like the spot. There was this like sunspot, you know, if you look at a light bulb or the sun, and it was just blocking the words. So then about 10 minutes after that first symptom, I started getting numbness and tingling in my hand and down my arm and down my leg, almost into like a numbness type feeling. And then 10 minutes after that is when the scariest part happened, at least looking back on it, was the teacher was asking me questions or asked me a question and I couldn't speak. The words just wouldn't come out. I was disillusioned and confused. And it almost seems like it was a stroke, right? But it wasn't a stroke, because after that, about a half hour after that first, you know, aura, which I know it's called now, started, I got my first debilitating migraine headache. I didn't know what was a migraine. I didn't know what it, I thought it was just, you know, I say a headache, and I've had those before. So I just went home and slept, and I'm assuming, again, I'm assuming my mom gave me some Tylenol or some ibuprofen or the typical things that we take for headaches. After a couple of days, it got better. I didn't really do anything differently in that week. But the next week, what do you think happened again? I started getting that aura again. I knew I was going to be getting this horrible headache. So I went down to the school office and I asked the school secretary, who happens to be one of my best friends, his mom. And I was like, you know what? I'm about to get a horrible headache. Do you have any ibuprofen or Tylenol? And what she said actually changed the course of my life and, you know, now my career. She said, I can't give that to you. I can't dispense that, which was great. And then she said, it sounds like you got a pinched nerve. Maybe you should go see my chiropractor. So I'm like, again, I'm 13 years old in the eighth grade. It's not like I was going to drive myself there, take myself there, But what she did is she called my mom. My mom came in. She told my mom. My mom took me to the chiropractor. I'm fast forwarding this whole process, but he took x-rays. And I remember him, you know, when my mom and myself went back in for him to show us what was wrong. And he showed me my spine and he goes, "See that right there? It should look like this. And now it's out of place." Or what I remember him saying is, "Your head's on crooked." I just remember that, you know, it's a cool story. And then, so he gave me my first adjustment and I just remember he said, "Feel your face." And all the circulation just came into my, you know, just back into my face. And this isn't like these YouTube videos that I see that, you know, people yanking on people's spines. It's not that. And we'll get into the misconceptions, I know, during this interview here. And it was like fireworks went off in a good way. And so I've been seeing a chiropractor ever since, you know, on and off regularly. But it wasn't like right then I decided, okay, I'm going to go into chiropractic. I just know it helped my headaches. I didn't have to go down the road. Again, this is all in hindsight. I didn't have to go down the road of medications or surgeries or all these things that other people get into because of whether migraine headaches or whether it's chronic pain, whether it's arthritis, whether it's back pain, sciatica, neuropathy, whatever types of chronic pain or pain that people have. I consider myself lucky, and I don't use that word very often, that one, the school secretary, she didn't give me medication for it, that she told me and shared her perspective. She didn't stop at me, but she told my mom about it too. And that's, you know, hopefully I can provide that for the listeners and the audience today is another way to think about how they can restore their health and reclaim their health and go a different route than what we hear on in the media, what we hear on TV, what we hear in the news, what we hear on social media.
So let's talk about chiropractic care for just a sec. So a lot of times when people hear the word chiropractor, they might not even be familiar with what that is. Like, what's the profession? And then what does that profession entail? What are the actual things that a chiropractor does? What is chiropractic work?
We typically deal with the spine, or I shouldn't say deal with, we address the spine. Because the spine is, you know what, your posture is a window to the spine. It's a window to the spine and nervous system. So by influencing the spine and how it functions and how we can make it function better, we're going to influence how our nervous system works. And by that, if we can improve the function of our spine and nervous system, well, now every system in the body will be able to work better, will be able to function better. Your body will be able to heal itself. And that's, chiropractic is based on that premise. Remove the interferences. And way back, you know, 1895, that's when the first, you know, official adjustment was like on, you know, on record, is if we remove these interferences in the spine that's blocking the communication from the brain down the spinal cord, which is inside the spine, in the nerves that go to every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. If there's any interferences there, well, now it's going to decrease that communication from the brain to the body and the body to the brain. So now it's not going to be able to heal. So that's the point, or that's the premise and principle behind chiropractic. And we don't use drugs to do that. We don't use, you know, surgeries per se to do that. We do that by allowing the body to do what it already knows how to do because we're removing the interferences to that. So in a nutshell, that's what chiropractic is.
And that's interesting because a lot of times people think that it's all about just, you had mentioned the word crack, you know, cracking backs and cracking things earlier, but there's more to it than that, right?
It's what the effect of that does. And yes, we do adjust the spine. You might hear some, you know, pops and clicks. And especially for your audience, if you have osteoporosis or osteopenia or in that area there, you might have been told, well, don't see a chiropractor. And we're going to get into some things that shows why it's so important for people with osteoporosis to see a chiropractor, especially corrective chiropractic. And I know in the intro you mentioned chiropractic biophysics, and I'm going to say CBP for short, and that's a corrective chiropractic specific technique that reforms and retrains your spine using specific postural exercises, specific postural adjustments, and then also specific traction to different areas of the spine to hold it in that place, to reform the ligaments, retrain the muscles and ligaments and tendons and joints to hold that position. Just like, you know, the example I give a lot is orthodontist versus dentist. And again, this is an analogy. So if you have crooked teeth and you go to a dentist and they do the cleaning, they do the, you know, flossing and whatnot, it's not going to fix the structure of the teeth. And even if your dentist said, okay, I'm going to push on your teeth every 6 months, or I want you to push on your teeth once a week for whatever, it's not going to correct the structure of the teeth. So that's the difference between going to a dentist and an orthodontist. They'll put braces on to reform your mouth, reform the structure of the teeth, and that takes that force over time. So that's a little bit of the difference between going to, you know, traditional chiropractic, which is great, where they give the adjustment, maybe some exercises, between that and also a corrective CBP chiropractor like myself, where we will put, you know, different types of traction, give you different home rehab, because you need to hold the spine, just like the teeth, in a certain position if you want to reform it in that position. And that can work for you or against you, because if you are at your computer for long periods of time, if you're not aware of your posture, if you're not even aware that your posture and spine will do this or can do this, is we get in this hunched over, right? We've all seen it, especially if you're dealing with osteoporosis, those bones are getting weaker, and now we're putting different stresses on different parts of the bone and can cause fracture, can cause little mini fractures, decrease of the disc space, and we get this, you know, hunched hyperkyphotic posture. And I know that there is an indicator of a decrease in lifespan, or is a predictor, I should say, for taking up to 15 years off your life. And we'll get into why that is. But that's like the, like, what? I'm not going to gloss over that, because we'll definitely come back to that. But in that posture there, we can't just expect, if we are gradually degenerating like this and it gets in this position, to have one crack or one adjustment. And I, you know, as a chiropractor, I'm not a huge fan of the word crack.
Sure. I want to go back actually to something you had mentioned. So the first thing is, we're kind of talking about is chiropractic work safe? And then you had mentioned as you were going through that there's kind of traditional chiropractic care, but then there's another kind of care that chiropractic care that mm-hmm. helps with between the type of chiropractic care that you
corrective chiropractic.
Yeah. So there's two different types there. And within that, were you mentioning that corrective chiropractic is maybe more of a safer approach or something like that for somebody that has osteopenia and osteoporosis?
Yes and no. I mean, any trained chiropractor should know. Again, there's always, again, with MDs, with DOs, with any type of profession, you have to watch out, or you have to make sure you go to one that knows, like, assesses you, sure. Right? Especially if you have osteoporosis or worried or concerned with that. I'm a big fan of taking x-rays to find out where you are at, especially with the type of chiropractic that we do and that I do, is because if we're going to be putting different forces, like sustained forces, like for traction to help you stand up straighter or help that hyperkyphosis, we have to know and be safe on and effective where to put those, so that we can't just look at your overall posture. We need to see what your spinal x-rays look like. But no, I mean, chiropractic is safe. I mean, it's one of the safest, you know, healthcare professions out there. And, you know, one way you can look at that is, even, I don't like looking at this as the main way, but it illustrates it. If you look at our malpractice insurance premiums, it's a lot less than what it is for surgeons or orthopedists or these other professions. So that tells you inherently it's a safer form, but you also have to do your due diligence too. There's different forms of even there's dozens, maybe even hundreds of different forms of adjustments that chiropractors can do for people's spines. And, you know, there's the hands-on, which is, you know, the most common one that people know, but there's also instrument adjusting where we have these instruments that help to, it's not moving the bone. All right. It's creating a activation of the nerves coming out between the spine. But yes, we have different forms of adjustments depending on what the patient needs, what the client needs, and different forms of therapy with that.
And are there any, I want to go into that just a tiny bit deeper, if we can. And are there any within all those different types of adjustments, are there any within those types of adjustments that people that have low bone density or osteoporosis should be saying, hey, you know, I already know I have osteopenia or osteoporosis, probably not a good idea for me to, you know, have these adjustments. Are there any of those that you can kind of share?
I mean, I would err on the side of, I wouldn't do much high velocity, low amplitude adjusting, like the classic, if you're laying on your stomach and giving a quick thrust into the mid back. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I do on certain people, but that's after I've already worked on them for a while.
Sure.
And we're comfortable with it. Like a slow type mobilization would be more beneficial. And because I wouldn't recommend those types of adjustments, like the high velocity ones, that's where the different forms of corrective spinal exercises that we do and the spinal traction that we do is more important, because it's a more sustained lower force in it over a longer period of time to help retrain it, which is going to be more beneficial for people with osteoporosis anyway.
So if somebody has poor posture, can that be corrected?
Yes. Again, it depends on what's causing it. But in general, like we talk about, or I said at the beginning, you know, your posture, it's a window to the spine and nervous system. So we look at it like, okay, if your spine or if your posture is distorted and your posture should be in spine, I'll put those together. It should be in a certain range of normal and ideal for you. The only way that we know how to do that is one, to assess the posture. All right. And if we're assessing the posture, and if you're joining us, watching the video here, you can see me. If not, I'll try to explain it the best I can. So posture, and we'll get into the whole x-ray part of it in a second, but posture, if we're looking at you from the front, think about, you know, you want your feet about hip width apart. And you can look at yourself in a mirror, you march up and down, just getting your normal, comfortable posture, normal stance. And you want to look down. You want your nose, basically the middle of your nose, lined up with the middle of your breastbone or your sternum. All right. And this is assessing your posture from, you know, front, you know, looking at it from the front. You want your shoulders level. You want, and I'll show you an example of what a poor posture is in this position. In, you know, you can't see my full body here, but nose, sternum, pubic bone, right smack dab between this, your stance, your foot stance. That's normal. If there's like a plumb line drawn down, you want all those lined up. So you want to assess that, and that's what we do. From the side, you want ear, shoulder, and I'm simplifying here, shoulder, hip, ankle. You want those lined up. And when those are lined up against gravity, well, now your spine, your posture is more able to not use resources, just being able to, you know, get through the day. It's also going to be stronger against gravity and any force that you put on it. Now, with posture, it's not always like the most accurate. That's why standing spinal x-rays are the most accurate way to assess your posture, assess how your spine works, assess the nervous system function in my world. Because, and I'm going to bring out a spine here. All right. So looking at the spine from the side. There's normal and ideal, just like blood pressure, just like, you know, A1C, like all these blood measurement levels, there should be a normal and ideal for the spine. There's an average normal, but so looking at the spine from the side, we want a 40 degree curve in the neck, a 40 degree curve in the mid back, and a 40 degree curve in the low back. And these are all balancing each other out. Seek and life, nature, it balances each other out for the maximum health. So that's ideal. It puts the spinal cord in a nice relaxed position. It puts the nerves in a nice relaxed position. It takes stress off the bones. It takes stress off of the ligaments, the discs. But what happens, and this is getting to the question about, can you correct poor posture? And this is why assessing it, and also I think x-rays are so important, is because we'll be able to identify what your spine looks like, and you'll be able to see what your spine looks like and whether it can be corrected and where we need to make that correction. Because let's say you had headaches like I did in the head and neck. So again, with a hyperkyphotic mid back, which is very common in osteoporosis, because the front of the bones break down, right? The front of the bones get increased stress on it because of that hyperkyphosis. Now they start to break. And if it creates a wedge shape, it makes it a lot harder. You probably won't be able to correct that full posture. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try though. Kyphosis is normal. Like in the mid back, we want a kyphosis. That's the 40 degrees I talked about. In the neck, it's called a lordosis. The thoracic spine, mid back, that's kyphosis. And then lumbar spine is lordosis. So again, they even each other out. And then I'm not even touching on the sacrum, which is again in a kyphosis. The problem comes when we get outside that normal of lordosis, kyphosis, lordosis, kyphosis. When we get outside that normal 40 degrees, again, I'm giving that, you know, it's 37 to 40 degrees. When we get outside of that, that's when it becomes a hyperkyphosis, just like, again, if we get above in the high blood pressure, if our, you know, the T score gets too high, or, you know, osteoporotic in that realm, well, then it becomes it affects more of your health, or I shouldn't say that. It can cause more symptoms. It can cause increased breakdown. So kyphosis is normal. Hyperkyphosis is not normal, because that will lead to more breakdown and lead to that what we talked about. It can take up to 15 years off your life. I'm not saying it will, but that's what the research has shown. It can take up to 15 years off the life. This is shown in the Annals of Internal Medicine years ago. It's been shown in Spine Journal. It's been shown multiple times. That's why in the elderly especially, it's such a big problem, is if we allow that to happen, because then your body's not going to be able to heal.
Yep. Like it's supposed to. Great point of clarification. Hyperkyphosis in the elderly leads to a decreased lifespan that can take up to 15 years off your life. That's a great point to bring up, because it's super, super important for people to be doing the things to be on the side of prevention and protect your spine and do the right things now, so that that's not the case later on in life.
Exactly. Cause that's what we're talking about. I know you said, can posture be corrected? And to me, that means posture definitely can be, the spine can be, and just look at your overall posture, take a picture on your phone too. You could do that way and see how that is. Cause we, you know, sometimes we tend to look at just our shoulders like this, which is an indication that, okay, we're putting a lot of stress and strain on our spine, on our body, on our muscles. We start feeling the pain in the muscles because they get all knotted up, and we think that it's just the muscles, when in fact, now it's basically distorting the ligaments that are holding the bones together, creating more of a problem. So yes, prevention is the best medicine, but sometimes you don't feel the pain right away. You don't feel the symptoms right away. So then you think, okay, we have this misconception that, okay, I'm fine. And you don't have, and here's the other rub and misconception, is you don't have to have spinal pain to have spinal distortion or postural distortion. It can show up in many different ways. And this goes into the point of, you know, how does your spine, how does a hyperkyphosis, how does that relate to lifespan and health and osteoporosis and, you know, all these even visceral conditions? Well, again, think about it physiologically, mechanically, and neurologically, and even chemically to some extent. Now, if we're in this posture here, right, where we're hunched down, and I'll get to the side here, where our shoulders are forward, head's forward, your chin is out, that slumped posture. I think everybody understands, whether they're watching or not, understands what the heck I'm talking about with that. If you've lost height over the years, that's not only a sign that, okay, maybe there's some osteoporosis, but there's some postural distortions that's breaking it down even faster. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that in the office. Like, wait a second, I used to be, 5'10" and now I'm 5'8". Well, that's because posture plays a role in that too, in your spine. So what can happen is, what is in your chest? What organs are in your, rib cage, your, and even down in the abdomen, even in the neck area? Well, we got thyroid in there. We have in the rib cage, the lungs, the heart. We go down the intestines, the gut, the, pancreas, liver. And now if we're creating physical stress on those structures, they're not going to function as well. If we're creating neurological dysfunction in the fact that, well, now in that, and this has been shown on MRI, is in that hunched over hyperkyphotic posture, the spinal cord butts up and shoves up against the back of the spine, the bone, and rubs on it. So now it's and the spinal cord is really sensitive. It's like a, think about a rubber band. It's stretchy, it's pulley, and if we're stretching and pulling on that, and now it's breaking that down, well, now neurologically, it's going to have an effect on the rest of the body on this because of what's happening to the spinal cord.
And I know the other part of what your work is helping people with chronic pain, right? Obviously, there's a connection to brain neurology, the bone health, chronic pain, all that. I'd like you to, could you just explain a little bit more about, you mentioned this at the beginning, kind of your own personal journey, what people do to fix chronic pain, the drugs, the medications, things like that. Why is that highly ineffective?
Well, I mean, you and I both talked about this before, like just in our other conversations, how with medications, with surgery, people think it's fixing it. It's, more of masking the symptom. It's not getting to the cause of what is causing, well, obviously, causing the symptoms in the first place. And it can be confusing because our brain is equipped to handle so much stress. And I'm not just talking mental stress. I'm talking different types of physical, chemical, spiritual, emotional stress that it doesn't show up right away. It doesn't show up as pain right away. It doesn't show up as anxiety or depression right away. It doesn't show up as, infections right away. It doesn't show up as brain fog or Alzheimer's. These things lead up to it. So we have this error in thinking where, okay, I have this symptom, so something just happened to me like a day before, maybe not even then, like an hour before. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Well, the way I like to explain it is this, is I know, Kevin, you have the bucket analogy for bone health, and I have a bucket analogy for how the brain neurology plays into the symptoms that we feel and why we go towards the medicine that we take or the surgeries thinking, okay, that's going to correct it. And why the brain is the most amazing thing that I think that we have is, think about your brain like a bucket. All right. So your brain and nervous system, we only have one, and its main job is to keep us safe. And it can handle a certain amount of stress. And again, not just mental stress, but physical stress. But every type of physical, mental, emotional, biotoxin, toxicity, every type of stress that we experience goes into the bucket. Puts drops in the bucket. And your brain is like, all right, I want to keep us safe. So your brain feels like, okay, if that bucket or if that water level gets up to that top and starts overflow, you're dead. it's going to die, that you're going to die. So it does everything it can to not allow that to happen. So what it does is it has created, again, this is an analogy, about two-thirds of the way up the bucket, there's like a spigot or a relief valve, to where once it gets up to there, it lets out not the stress, but a response. It comes in the form of a response. So that could be some type of pain. It could be some type of like emotional anxiety. But for our purposes, let's stick with pain. So for me, my bucket had filled up. All right. Well, why did I have at 13 years old get this headache? Well, I still had stress on my body. And I could go back even earlier, because I was a huge baby when I was born. I was 9 pounds, 5 ounces, the doctor yanking on me to pull me out. So that can create stress right there. And obviously with kids, and I know you're a big fan of making sure we get early with these kids on their bone health and getting baselines with that. Because as we're learning how to crawl, learning how to walk, eating new foods, falling, you know, sports, whatever it is, can get us out of whack. So now my bucket had filled up to a point to where, and I was sick as a kid all the time too. I didn't even mention that. I had bladder infections. So my body was not, or I should say my bucket was getting full already. And then all of a sudden it let out a huge white flag or red flag response through that relief valve and said, hey, I'm going to give you a migraine. So you do something about this. So now what way too many people do is they reach for, and just like I did that first time, because I didn't know any better, the Tylenol, the ibuprofen. And then we don't do anything about the stress that's going into our body or into the brain, that brain bucket. We don't do anything to decrease that water level that's already there through healthy lifestyle principles, through postural training, through, you know, healthy foods, through smoothies. You know, I love smoothies. That's one of my favorite. Through clean water, detoxifying, and even healthy mental practices, journaling. So those are all counteracting the stress that we're placing into and onto our body. So these responses that we get, these symptoms that we get, they're not a bad thing. They're a signal that, okay, we need to address this with more than just, or instead of medications that is just allowing your brain to deal with more. That's essentially what it's doing. It's not doing really anything to make the bucket cleaner. It's maybe making the bucket a little bit bigger so you can handle more, but it's not doing anything. And it's trying to move that spigot around because that is adaptable. But the healthier way to adapt that is through these healthy lifestyle principles of sleep hygiene, spinal hygiene, mindset work, detoxification, nutrition, fitness, exercise. The things that we know, I should say, you know, I say knowing is doing. The things that we know and we want to do, but we're not sure how to do it. That's why these podcasts that you're doing, the work that you do is so important. And everybody else that you have on here, everybody that we talk to, I think in our world, we feel like people hear this over and over again. But, you know, I'm always surprised when people like, really, the spine does that? Again, I've been doing this for 20 years. So it's more logical, common knowledge to me. But that's why I appreciate you having me on here so I can explain it.
Well, let's even, I know we're coming to the close of our time here, but let's talk about where can people find you? How can people get in touch with you? Things like that.
If you are interested in getting rid of chronic pain, whether it's migraines, headaches, or dealing with arthritis, and that's another thing we didn't even touch on, fibromyalgia, peripheral neuropathy, just anything that's basically stopping you from living your life because you're in pain. I have a chronic pain masterclass. So I would say chronicpainmasterclass.com would be the best way to do it. I'm actually going to give you, you know, a lot of masterclasses that you've seen, they might have given you like the whys and the whats, but I'm also going to be giving you the how-to of sleep, like what to do for sleep, what to do for journaling and mindset to help retrain the brain, detoxification and spinal health, those areas, we are going to get into the science of those, but then also the application of what and how to do it. So chronicpainmasterclass.com. If you're on social media, definitely connect with me. Go to at Dr. Wolfert. I know sometimes that's hard to, at D-R-W-O-H-L-F as in Frank, E-R-T. And I have a special group, a private group on Facebook called Be Your Own Guarantee, where I go into even more training with that.
Awesome. And we'll link to all those resources in the show notes. Dr. Ryan, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on today. So I want to close out by letting everyone know you can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned here on this show today at bonecoach.com/ Dr. Ryan Wolfert, Spine and Mind. I hope you guys found this absolutely helpful. Dr. Ryan, I want to thank you again so much for your time. I'm your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. See you in the next episode.
Hey, it's Bone Coach Kevin Ellis. Hope you found that episode helpful and that you enjoyed it. Just one last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com, sign up for your free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart. It's going to tell you everything you need to do to start getting on the path to improvement. Hope you found this helpful. I'm your Bone Coach Kevin Ellis. I'll see you soon.